95 WMFO. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. And not the version I meant to play, but pretty cool live version of Bittersweet. Before that, it was Bittersweet. Go figure. Except it was the Hoodoo Gurus. We heard Squeeze with Cool for Cats and Fish, brand new song called Breath and Burning. I'm Bob Angel. I've been in for Joyce the Voice, and somebody is coming in next. And is that, what mic is that? Mic 4. Let's see. Who am I? Who's in next?
Time Travel with Chris Earl coming up next.
All right.
Been on the show for 10 years.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I didn't recognize you.
I know. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You got anything special planned or just going to wing it?
All politics. All politics stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like something I'd be interested in listening to. But we'll see if we agree or disagree. I'm gonna sign off right now. It is 5:01. I'm a little bit late. I didn't see if anybody was coming or not, but now we know.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to leave you with Procol Harum. This is Simple Sister. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Think that one little person like me couldn't make a difference in the world. Until I got the Compassionate Shopping Guide from the National Anti-Vivisection Society. Now, when I shop for cosmetics and everyday products, I know which companies do and don't test their products on animals.
Credit or debit, Neil?
Credit. Hey, you can make a difference, too, by calling 1-800-888-6287 or visiting navs.org. Check it out.
Start the show!
Hi, everybody. For millions of Americans, this time of year holds great meaning.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful evening of theater and picking up after yourselves. We begin with a tribute to our lesser-known presidents.
We
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of them.
Most of them. And some very important ones, people. You need to listen.
I have lived a pretty full life for 42, I think. That's a celebration in itself.
Chris Earl is here with guest. Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
I don't even like to pee with the door open. You know, if I've lived with people, I always close the door. And I usually lock it.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Let's come start again. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. Let's come start again.
We played Monopoly first, and that game got over surprisingly quickly, and I don't remember why.
It's because I was cheating.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself.
Let's come start again.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Mass. Time travel with Chris Earls here with you till 7 p.m.
I want love, but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. Other men feel less.
You made a real difference in my life.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
Hi, everybody. Over the past year, as I traveled across the country campaigning for this office, I told you that if I was fortunate enough to be reelected, I'd work to change a tax code that too often benefited the wealthy at the expense of the middle class. This week, we did that.
Hello, everybody. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Songs about the president, the election, and revolutionary and protest songs today on Time Travel. Here's LL Cool J.
First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So what I'd like to do is ask our president a few questions with respect. Dear Mr. President, with all due respect, wish we could have a conversation. I would take a trip down to your residence and we would talk about the state of the nation. Mr. President, I would ask you about the war. Really and truly, what is it for? When an IED makes a soldier fall, is he dying for something above us all? Is it all about oil at the end of the day? Is the Pledge of Allegiance something to say? I hope not, because I love the USA, in spite of all the drama we have today. Mr. President, are you aware our flesh and blood is dying over there? When the corpses come back, do you care when only the poor kids die? Is it fair?
If I could talk to the president, would he pay attention, really listen?
Yeah.
If I said something intelligent, would he be willing to change his position?
Now it's time.
Now's the time.
For me to speak my mind.
Don't get me wrong, I respect the flag, but it hurt to see a kid in a body bag. He fought for his country with all he had. Now we have a family without a dad.
Yeah.
Little mama crying and the kids are scared. 9/11, why were we unprepared? Mr. President, are you aware? Unless you're rich, you have poor healthcare. Makes you scream and want to pull out your hair. Discharged from hospital as soon as you get there. Mr. President, truth or dare? Terrorists are hiding, do you know where? Illegal immigrants are everywhere. Is it really their fault they wanted to come here? I respect you, please be clear. But talk with me, show the people you care.
If I could talk to the president, would he pay attention, really listen? If I said something intelligent, would
presidents and future presidents.
I've been waiting to hear you tell me something that just makes sense. You send us off to war, please be honest what it's for. Does it matter if it's life or death? Yeah.
I'm not Republican or Democrat. I'm independent and I want the facts. When are the soldiers coming back? Are we prepared for a terror attack? Late at night I watch CNN. It gets so bad I might stop breathing. The Middle East hates us, what's the reason? Mr. President, my heart is bleeding. I tuck my kids in every evening. Try to teach them to keep believing. Hoping my government won't deceive them. Tell them, set some goals, you can achieve them. Mr. President, I have to know. If I die for you, what will I have to show? Will it really or truly help my country grow? I'm waiting for your answer.
Yeah.
Let me know.
If I could talk to the president, would he pay attention? Really, let's pay attention. If I said something intelligent, would he be willing to change his position?
Now it's time.
Presidents and future presidents.
Time.
Black presidents and white presidents. Male presidents and female presidents.
On behalf of the Obama family, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, Bo, and me, I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
It's Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in, make a request about the election, about the president, maybe a protest song or a revolutionary song. That's what we're doing today on Time Travel with Chris Earle till 7 p.m.
We got the message. Across the nation.
We can all agree on the politics of dancing. Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. Songs about the president and politics and elections and things like that.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the security of the American people. And I've made it clear that those who threaten the United States will find no safe haven. Hi, everybody. Sunday is Father's Day. If you haven't got Dad a gift yet, there is still time. Just barely.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. President Gas. Psychedelic Furs here on Time Travel. 855-915-WMFO. You want to make a request.
Say yeah to anything if you believe all this. yourself to a polling place come Tuesday. Just know that your vote comes with a little catch. See, the election is rigged like a wrestling match.
Wrestling match.
Obama and Romney are skull and bones. They're the secret lizard beast that sits on two thrones. You can see it on a money pyramid with an I-I-L-L-U-M-I-N-A-T-I. They call me crazy, they're abducting sedate. To keep them out of your head, you gotta masturbate.
Masturbate!
Do you know what happens to your vote when it's cast? As I run from the cops, I'll answer real fast. When you toss your ballot in the voting trust, the paper is ground up into dust, then merged with milk and stirred till coarse, and the mixture is fed to a hungry horse. That horse is ridden until dead, and they bury its body but not its head. The head is turned to a pungent cheese, and the shifting grace of the Chinese. The workers eat the cheese and get on a bus, make the phones and clothes and ship them back to us. We buy those iPads, Kindles and Nooks and use them to log into Facebook, where we argue politics with our friends, and the whole thing starts all over again. From pole to horse to cheese to boat, none of it'll happen unless you vote the election. Election round. Oh, yeah.
I think this country is very hesitant to elect a black president because of that old saying, once you go black, you never go back. And I think we're hesitant to elect a woman president because of the even older saying, a woman could never be president.
La 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 la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? Were you a lonely boy?
Were you a lonely boy?
Were you a lonely boy? How can you say no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pay the road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughters right away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay? I can only imagine what the first lady has to say. You've come along. president, you'd never take a walk with me. Would you?
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd take a walk with her. It's Pink. She's scary to me. Frightening woman with Dear Mr. President, with the Indigo Girls, too. I mean, can you imagine take a walk with Pink and the Indigo Girls? Come on. Give me a break. It's not going to happen. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. It is our election special. All politics, songs about the president, the election, some revolutionary songs, some protest songs, what have you. 855-915-WMFO. Been on this radio program for a long time now, and we're trying to retire that old number. The new number is 855-915-WMFO if you would like to call in and make a request, such as this next one. It's James Brown with Funky President here on Time Travel.
Hi, everybody. Today, our economy is growing and our businesses are consistently generating new jobs.
Funky, down, nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Well, Godfather.
Payback.
Cold blooded.
People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Down, Lord. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Hey, country, you didn't say what you meant. You just changed. We just changed. We got a brand new funky president.
peace around here. I need to be the governor.
It's time travel here with you till 7 p.m. Songs about the president right now.
This week I've been speaking about America's national security.
This week he was speaking about America's national security. Here's Dead Presidents, J. Geils Band. It's WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I looked at a Lincoln, can't park my car. Washington, he can't go too far. Jefferson is good to play at the track. You think you're gonna bring her them big fish back? I am dead president. I am dead president. But now I ain't broke, I'm barely bent. Everybody love her, them dead president. Hamilton on a 10, baby, gonna get you straight. Jackson on a 20 is really great. And if you're talking about a poor man's friend, Grant will get you out of whatever you're in. Oh, them dead president. Oh, them dead president. I am broke, I'm barely bent. Everybody love her, them dead president. Blow it! $500 McKinley is the one for me. And if I get a Cleveland, I'm really set. $1,000 Cleveland is hard to get. But I'm dead president. I'm a dead president. Now I am broke and barely bent. Everybody love them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Them dead presidents.
All right, yo.
I love you back.
Panda, 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 panda.
I got bras in Atlanta.
Twisting Golden and the panda.
Credit cards
and the scanners.
Hitting plates in the
panda. Black six.
Panda.
White six.
It's like a panda.
Going up
like a Montana.
100 killers, 100
hammer.
Black six.
Panda.
White X6,
Panda,
Pocket
Swap,
Danny,
selling bar,
candy,
man,
I'm the choke
like
Randy,
the chopper,
go Oscar for Grammy,
bitch nigga,
pull up your penny,
hope you
kill, understand that,
subscribe,
and
I love you back,
Panda, Panda, Panda,
shit's getting way too complicated for me. Hi everybody. Nearly 6 years after the worst financial crisis of our lifetimes, our businesses have added nearly 10 million new jobs over the past 53 months.
George Washington was first in war and first among our presidents. Next, Adams, his vice president, as leader took up residence. The people turned to Jefferson because their cause he pleaded. James Madison and the British War of 1812 succeeded. Next, James Monroe, who did bestow an era of good feeling, and John Q. Adams followed him for extra power appealing. When Jackson won at New Orleans, the voters said, we need him. Then he arranged for little Matt Van Buren to succeed him. Tippecanoe stayed one short month, old William Henry Harrison. John Tyler finished up his term, but there was no comparison. Next, Mexico was challenged by James Polk, who took in Texas. Then General Zachary Taylor won, but slavery did vex us. When Taylor died, Mill Fillmore tried, but never took his place, sir. And Franklin Pierce met troubles that he really couldn't face, sir. Bachelor Buchanan found he hadn't what was needed, so they called on old Abe Lincoln, and the southern states seceded. Lincoln won the Civil War, but then a bullet reached him. Andrew Johnson took his place, but Congress near impeached him. We next elected U.S. Grant, whose friends got busy stealing. Then Hayes, who wasn't bad, but won by wheeling and by dealing. Brave Garfield then presided well, till Guiteau got too nervous. And honest Chester Arthur came with rules for civil service. New Jersey's Grover Cleveland tried to help the Indian nations. Ben Harrison brought six new states, but Indians got short rations. Cleveland then was 24th, as well as 22nd. And though McKinley humbled Spain, assassination beckoned. Teddy Roosevelt shook a stick at trusts who tried to bust us. William Howard Taft came next and then became Chief Justice. Though Woodrow Wilson fought a war for peace, he kept on tolling. And Harding died of shame because his teapot dome kept boiling. Coolidge, Silent Cal took charge, never changed expression. Then Herbert Hoover came to town, and with him the Depression. Roosevelt brought a brand new deal for terms in office winning. But Truman finished World War II, the atom age beginning. Ike Eisenhower took us from Korea without malice. The Peace Corps came with Kennedy, but he was shot in Dallas. The war in Vietnam so troubled Johnson, he retired. Then Nixon wooed the Chinese, but resigned lest he be fired. Next, Gerald Ford was sandwiched in, then Georgia's Jimmy Carter. But hostages and economics made his efforts harder. Ronald Reagan led us well, but debt went through the ceiling. George Bush went to the White House, and the Soviets went reeling. Bill Clinton won the office next, they called him a go-getter. His second term was stormy, but it seemed the times were better. 200 years and more have passed since Washington's election. We haven't done too badly in the process of selection. The people choose a leader and then tell him where to lead him. And somehow we keep traveling on the road to peace and freedom.
Thanks to Best Fiends
for sponsoring this video. Hey everybody, it's Barack.
But I'm not running the country. I'm playing Best Fiends.
They're having
a treasure hunt this month. And if you find all 15
hidden items,
you get a free
character.
Download Best Fiends today. And if you want more clues, go to Best Fiends Facebook page or watch on
download
Best Fiends.
Thanks everybody.
And as always, I love you back. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. I can't take my eyes off it, moving so phenomenally. Room on lock the way we lock it, so don't stop. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Good, good, creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving, so keep dancing. Hands off the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Hands off the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Hey, subscribe and I love you back. Hey!
I love you back.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it, screams on the haters. Body like scream to it. I guess every superhero needs the music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I charge happy hours. Stop tripping, I'm ripping off the power.
Subscribe and
I love you back. Feel the burn. Feel the burn.
I love you back.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark.
Under the moon light.
You see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream. But terror takes a sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed. Because this is Thriller. Thriller night. And no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's Thriller. You're fighting for your life inside a killer Thriller tonight.
Hey everybody, thanks for watching. If you like this video, check out my channel page to see more Obama singing, and be sure to subscribe to see my next video the minute it comes out. Finally, be sure to check out my friends at Wisecrack. They do genius breakdowns of movies, books, video games, and music. Click here to visit their channel page and see their...
My name is Barack Obama.
Given extraordinarily difficult circumstances in Afghanistan from the last few weeks, what makes you confident that 2 years from now when the last troops leave, it will be better than it is today?
Look, when I walk on by, girls be looking like they can fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new little freak. This is how I roll. Animal print fans out of control. It's red full with the big afro, and like Bruce Lee,
I got the glow.
Look at that body. Look at that body. Look at that body. I work out. Look at that body. Look at that body. Look at that body. I work out. When I walk in the spot, this is what I see. Everybody stops and staring at me. I've got the passion in my hands, and I'm afraid to show it. Show it. Show it. Show it. I'm sexy, and I know it. I'm sexy, and I know it.
Hello, everybody. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Sunshine,
she's here. You can take a break.
Space
with the air, like I don't care, maybe by the way, because I'm happy right along. If you feel like room for that roof, because I'm happy right along. If you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy right along. If you know what happiness is to you, because I'm happy right along. If you feel like that's what you wanna do, bring me down, come on, bring me down, love is too high, bring me down, come on, bring me down, I said love is too high, bring me down, come on, bring me down, love is too high, bring me down, come on, bring me down, I said because I'm happy right along. If you feel like room for that roof, because
because I'm happy
and long.
If you feel like
happiness is the truth,
because
I'm happy
and long.
If you know what happiness is to
you,
because
I'm happy
and long.
If you feel like
that's what you wanna
do,
because
I'm happy
and long.
If you feel
like
roof without
roof,
because
I'm happy
and long.
If you
feel
like
happiness
is the
truth.
Hi everybody. This weekend, as you gather with family and friends, Michelle and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. That's President Barack Obama singing us a couple of tunes.
I'm sad alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my head. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's Lump, she might be dead.
As the presidents of the United States of America here on Time Travel. Here with you till 7 p.m.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing in Haiti.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now, and lives will be saved. Thank you.
Thank you.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the
my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California
spring waters. This land was made for you and me.
Well, the sun came shining, and I was strolling. The wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice was chanting. This land was made for you and me.
This land is yours.
Farm listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
So, now you know why I can't be the president of the United States, because I would snap like this 18 times a day. Right from the first get-go in the morning, Mr. President, what?
It's time travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO.